Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
You cool? I'm cool. You cool? I'm cool. You cool? I'm cool. We coolin' out. You cool? I'm cool. You cool? I'm cool. You cool? I'm cool. We coolin' out.
Yo, welcome back to Coolin' Out.
It's Kev.
And Rel. And just Kevin Rel.
The elements have taken.
Sal ain't with us this week, but we gonna hold it down for y'all.
It comes at us fast.
That's life.
Yeah, man.
That's life. But how you been? How was your week, Kev?
It's been good. Just rebounding from Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Eat a lot of food. Consumed a lot of calories.
So. Yeah.
So, yeah, man, just been getting up early, going into work, catching up on office stuff, and just been in the gym trying to work off everything I gained over that long four-day weekend.
Yeah, I haven't made it to the gym yet, but Thanksgiving was amazing.
Oh, so relaxing.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. It feels like it's been so long since we recorded this podcast.
Yeah.
Just because, like, Thanksgiving, I wasn't doing anything.
Me neither.
Like, nothing. I got, like, my few, you know, Happy Thanksgiving texts out. I was barely replying to people. Like, nothing was happening.
It's great.
Yeah, it was, like, just a nice little
prolonged weekend.
Nice break from the world.
Yeah.
And I was in Virginia, too, so
yeah,
it was a nice break from the world. I was like, oh, this is nice. Yeah, but it was cool. Weekend was cool. Yeah, needed it.
Yeah. Oh, God, sure. Needed it.
Needed it.
And I actually, like, took advantage. Didn't really go out. Just really rested. It's like, damn, why not treat my weekends like this?
And that's what it is, because we be going ham on the weekend.
Yeah.
Like, literally, you go to work Monday through Friday, which is already tiring enough as it is. Then sometimes you go out Friday after work. Then you get up and do some shit Saturday.
Yeah, and then
sometimes even Sunday. And then you got to get ready to go back to work.
Yeah, well, there's no real end.
There isn't.
To the week.
I mean, you have to kind of do something, though, because then
yeah,
you
but
never
not
have
every any. Is what I'm.
Yeah, no, not every week.
Pick your spots.
You see, but remember when Ed was on the pod, what I was
You're
saying?
Right. No,
can't
I
catch
see.
Me back
I was
to
thinking
back
about
weekends.
That. I was thinking
I'm
about
like,
that.
Yeah, nah, I'm good. I'm going to just chill right here.
Right.
I went out last weekend. We good. We chilling right here. We good. I love this couch.
Oh, you're right. I was thinking about that.
You need them breaks.
Pay
all this rent for. Word. Pay all this rent to never be here. Nah, I'm walking.
But a cat.
I'm gonna walk every square foot of this apartment.
What?
Oh man. But yeah, it's quarter season of the NBA.
Yeah, man.
We hit about a quarter mark of the NBA.
Yeah, about every team almost has played about 20-21 games.
Yeah, that's about a quarter mark.
Yeah. So,
you have any initial thoughts before we
get
into the deep
discussion?
Yeah, I thought
it'd be fun to just tackle a couple things. I mean, through here and then, whatever we miss, we can tackle after. You know, I just highlighted some things I found interesting and I thought you'd find interesting.
Yeah, it's definitely like the first time we've had like extensive notes.
Yeah, just trying to be professional.
I was like, oh, so Kev walked in today and he like whipped out extensive notes, like typed, printed out and everything. I'm like, damn, we should do this more often. Like, I never have notes in front of me like this. I'm just like freestyling, but this is cool.
Yeah, just a disclaimer. All these stats, all these notes, records, all these numbers you're going to hear are good through as we're recording this, Wednesday, November 28th, before tonight's slate of games. So every
That'll
stat
be Tuesday, November 28th. Today's the 29th.
You're right.
Yeah. So right, Tuesday.
The 29th, yeah.
So it's accurate through the 29th?
Wednesday, the 29th. Oh,
okay, so it's accurate. That's fine. They're going to get this tomorrow. Okay. So that means it's accurate. Any games played tonight, though? Don't be holding us. I know how niggas do. LeBron averaged 25.2. You said 22 points.
Like, yeah, kill.
Yeah, get him. You want to start off with LeBron?
Yeah, that's what I... First thing I found interesting, because you sent me a text yesterday. mm-hmm. about his field goal percentage, his 3-point percentage, yeah. and just the numbers overall he's putting up.
Insane.
And we're marveling about it. And then I thought, year 15, like who's ever done this? Mm-hmm. So that's what I really just want to talk about. Right now, LeBron, second in minutes, 37 behind Giannis, 0.3 behind Giannis, who's the league leader. Mm-hmm. Second in PER, again behind Giannis, but he's played the most minutes overall, putting up 28-8-8, a block and a steal, 58-42-76 splits in year 15.
This don't make no damn sense.
No sense.
He playing like he got something to prove.
Oh, yeah. That Kyrie and then the Warriors, they might have made him snap. This literally
makes no sense.
Year 15. 28-8-8,
a block, a steal.
And the efficiency.
Listen to this. 58% from the field goal.
As the perimeter player.
Perimeter player, because he shoots so many more threes and mid-range jumpers now. 42 from the three-point line.
Ray from Allen. Behind
the guy here thinking he keep Mike Miller down. He been hanging out with Kyle Korver too much. You see, Kyle Korver had, he released a statement saying, like, LeBron's really a pure shooter now.
Oh,
he made himself a pure shooter. Right, I was like, come on, Kyle.
Chill, Kyle.
I know that's your boy, but relax.
It's been a good 20-plus games with chill.
But that's
it's crazy, though.
This is a career high for him. By a lot.
Yeah.
42%. But
you're not supposed to be getting this better.
Getting better. Jordan's year 15, he was age 39 on the Wizards. His numbers are still impressive to be 39 years
old. Yeah.
20 points, mm-hmm. 6.1 rebounds, about 4 assists, half a steal, and 1.5, what is that, blocks?
Oh, no, sorry, half a block.
Half a block, 1.5 steals. Mm-hmm. Yeah, those are good numbers at 39. Damn. All right, we got to go to my boy Kobe, though.
Yeah?
Age 32.
It's a very impressive year, 15.
Damn, Kobe played every game that season?
Mm-hmm.
That's my boy. 25 points. 5 assists, five rebounds, a little under 5 assists, 0.1 blocks. Damn. I mean, he got a block like every 11 games. And 1.2 steals on 45, 32% from behind the arc?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Damn, Kobe was struggling that year.
Mm-hmm.
And 83 from the free throw line. That's the thing. It's the field goal percentage because normally when LeBron's doing like, you know, hovering around 49, 50, I mean, he's been above 50 for the most part his entire career. But like when he's like low 50, that's like, that's an amazing feat.
Yeah.
You think about how many points he's scoring. He's not like a big man. Like, he's not like a center. Most of the time, like, those things are like relegated to centers, like those high percentages. But 58.
From the field.
Man. Averaging 28 points a game.
He making it look, oof.
Was that yesterday he got ejected?
Mm-hmm. First ejection.
He played in like, what, 23 minutes?
Yeah. Or
something like that and had like 21 points.
Six. Rebounds?
6 rebounds.
12 assists. Off night.
2 blocks and 4 steals.
And he got ejected.
And that was in 23 minutes. I said, shit.
Fantasy team thing.
So. There's literally, I don't want to get into the debate of who's the best player ever. Mm-hmm. But I can honestly say, like, there's never been it. I don't think there's any player that's ever, like, done as much
sustained,
for his team.
Longevity.
Over this long period of time as LeBron has.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
In every statistical category.
Yeah, and when you factor in regular season after regular season, but then you add in the amount of extra seasons he's played, going to what? It's 7 or 8 straight playoffs. Finals.
This would be 8 this season.
Let me put some respect on it.
It's 7 straight finals.
7 straight. So imagine how much that is.
And then on top of it, he played in 2 Olympic summers.
Two
Olympic summers.
Jesus Christ.
So he basically playing in like his 17th, 18th.
I don't know how he doesn't. Well, I read he spends apparently millions to keep himself in shape.
Yeah, he trains. He don't work out. He trains. Like, you ever seen some of his workout regimens?
I seen the one where he was on that ball holding the weight.
That shit. And it looks like it does nothing.
Bubbles or whatever.
Yeah. The bubbles when he's like, hold. To me, I'm like, what are you doing? But I'm sure it's helping him stay intact.
Yeah, apparently it strengthens your core and stuff. I was like, sheesh.
Yeah, the boy is insane. I wish I would have got him on my fantasy squad.
And I just think there's Melo and Wade's year 15. Just for comparison, this is not normal. Or, you know, included Jordan and Kobe. I didn't. Wade, you're going to see. Melo. Oh, Melo's here too, but we'll talk about them. But those are his draft partners, his counterparts in the 03 draft, and they're not having nearly as successful. One's a third option. The other one's coming off.
Oh, wait,
the
this
bench.
Is their 15th season currently?
Yeah, they're in the same draft.
Oh, forgot about that. Yeah, we know that. Yeah, we ain't got to even mention Wade.
Bosh retired. Yeah, so.
Well, that, Bosh told me he still want to play.
I seen that alert. Put my phone right back
the
down.
The boy don't care about his health. Well, we going to leave it at that. Yeah.
It's on him and God. Word. You already got the Hall of Fame.
You already
just
got millions.
It.
Like, just relax.
You got two rings. Because you're going to go in the Hall of Fame.
Move
just
into
take
the front office role. Move into the front office role. I'm sure Toronto will be glad to have him back. Someone would.
Only death is enough. Let me stop. I'm kidding. Forgive me. But yeah, man. He's been putting up these incredible stats. Leading his Cleveland Cavaliers.
Tied. So, they're third in the East right now, right?
Mm-hmm. But tied with Detroit for second.
Wouldn't they have? They don't have the tiebreaker. They just beat Detroit.
These are ESPN, and it was below Detroit. So I guess I could have sworn they just blew them out.
They
last
just blew
week.
Them out.
So I don't understand that.
We'll take it for fact. It's ESPN.
Yeah, they're 3.5 back from the Celtics. They won 9 straight.
You see this? The Celtics won 16 straight games, and the Cavs started off terribly.
Terrible.
And they're only 3.5 games back. That's how fast the season can change.
And yeah, we
and
just
that was a couple weeks ago. Yeah,
yeah, people. Yeah, back then Giannis was MVP.
Everything was popping for everyone.
Yeah, they won 9 straight. 9-1 in their last 10. Yeah, they coming, but they're still not stopping anybody. I was looking at that, but
oh, they don't play a who?
Yeah, but they never really did.
The Cavs?
So, yeah, so
they don't play a lick of defense. Mm-mm. I be watching them sometimes. And I'd be like, yo, damn, y'all really ain't even trying.
Hand on hips.
They get blown by and they just turn back and look.
Fuck it. We got to score them on the other end. Yeah, they're putting up good offensive numbers, though.
But even LeBron, though. LeBron, you catch him, too, doing that.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Hands down, like, just
but
chilling.
But quick to yell at a fool or two. You ain't me.
In a heartbeat.
You are not me.
LeBron plays, like, zero defense on some plays. And then, like, if you don't. Be what? Spazzing on you.
Fucking. Fourth in offensive efficiency. Only 3 above them. Golden State, Houston, and Toronto.
Toronto.
Guess which team we will not be talking about going further. So if you had any Toronto thoughts, please. I didn't include them on the list, so we can always chime them in, but I don't have any extended thoughts.
Nah, I don't want to talk about Toronto.
All right, cool.
I'm just saying, I'm surprised they're there.
I am as well.
That's all I have for it. That's really all I had. Like, oh, okay, that's interesting. Proceed.
Yeah, I just wanted to highlight Love is currently almost 19-10.
Love's my boy.
Yeah.
Love holding the fantasy squad down. 19-10, 46%. You can get that up. He also is relegated to the 3-point line, though, so that changes things. 35 from behind the arc. He can get that up a little bit more.
Yeah.
89 from the free throw line. He getting my points. That's all I need. I looked at my fantasy box score yesterday. I said, okay, Love. Yeah, like 34 for me or something like that. Like, okay.
Oh, yeah. I got an alert from Bleacher Report if I want to see.
38. That's what he had. Sorry.
How much did he hit in the first quarter? Like 20-something?
22.
Do I want to see all of Kevin Love scorching buckets?
I got the alert, too. I said, all right. Didn't even check how many fantasy points it equated to. I just said, all right. It's only the first quarter. Put it down.
Yeah, he showed out.
Damn. Wade is averaging 11, 4.
And 4.
That's actually pretty good for him, though.
A steal and a block.
Coming off the bench, I mean, that's pretty good for him.
43,
28, and 73.
Split. That's how you know the season.
That's how you know he's getting old, though.
In their win streak, though. 12, 5, and 4, 1, and 1. Slightly
44
higher.
From the line.
So he's slowly, you know.
That's how you know when they're getting older, though. When little things slip. Like their free throw percentage.
Yeah.
Like, that means your legs, because you know it's about bending your knees, and now you're trying to overcompensate with your arms.
Yeah.
Shooting them free throws. Why are you shooting 73%? He ain't never shot that bad from the free throw line. He's only like an 80 plus, I
around
think.
That, yeah.
Around 80, yeah. That's, I mean, it also is the beginning of the season, so.
But it seems like he's finding his role, though.
Yeah.
He's slowly, like.
But you don't forget how to shoot
bench
free throws.
No, I agree. Them knees come and go, man.
Yeah.
He still had flashes. But
I seen him miss some dunks and then come down and put it down with 2 hands off 2 feet. I'm like, okay.
Is he? Who's that third best player currently? I know without, once Isaiah
with,
comes
without
back.
Without IT?
Yeah. Yeah, active. Third.
Best active third. Player. All right, LeBron.
I only put him because he seems like the third most important because he'd be leading a bench squad. But
Rose ain't even there no more.
Mm-mm. Another exile.
Yeah.
He don't want to be in the league. Just don't.
But yeah, that's what they say. So he's contemplating leaving.
Damn.
Yeah, I would say so.
All right.
Yeah, I would say so. As far as, I wouldn't say J.R. Smith, but he has not been playing consistently this year.
He's just a shooter.
And all he does is just shoot threes.
Well, he's still an all-around, even though
he plays defense all the too. Time.
Yeah.
But I wish he would drive more often.
Yeah. Send him crazy shots.
He'd just be settling for these like crazy falling out of bounds threes. Like, remember back when J.R. first came in the league? He had bounce. Like, yep. He used to be jamming all over people. I'm sure he can't jump as high anymore, but I'm sure he can still dunk.
Mm-hmm.
He ain't drunk that much, Henny. Like, I'm sure he can still dunk.
No, NY could do it to you.
Word. Heard he was out here partying nonstop.
Nah, I should have looked at his stats. I don't know how he's been playing since. Because he was moping even after he got the starting position back. He was still slumping. I never got that either. Maybe rebound. Hey, they won, what, 9 straight?
9 straight. And they who they play tonight?
They off tonight.
They play
because they just play a back-to-back. They play somebody tomorrow, though. And Saturday.
Is it Orlando they play tomorrow?
That would make sense since they just came from Miami. I could see.
I can't remember, but I looked at it earlier today because I wanted to see. I tried to like
full LeBron many, games this week. Thank
how many,
you.
How many more? Oh yeah, fantasy. Right. Oh, those are blessings. What? Look at the fantasy thing. And you see 4 games. So I'm like, oh, all right. You gotta do well in at least 3 of these. Let's see.
Also, I don't have any Pistons. I saw the Pistons at 2, and I didn't have any.
The Pistons extended. Are balling. I'm not going to lie. They balling.
I haven't
balling.
Seen any games.
I've watched a couple, and the only reason why I know is because I have Andre Drummond and Tobias Harris.
I glanced at a Drummond stat today, though. Ooh. 14 and 15, he averaging or something like that?
Yes, sir. Yes, was it yesterday or day before yesterday? Against the Celtics?
What'd he do?
26 points, 22 rebounds. What the fuck? Listen, I ain't done yet. 26 points, 22 rebounds, 2 blocks, 4 steals. This season, he's averaging more steals than blocks.
Yeah. In a contract year?
No. What? 4 steals, and then he also had, he shot 75% from the free throw line. They tried to do a hack of Drummond on him, and he made both of them. And they just stopped.
Oh, damn.
He's shooting like 62% from the free throw line.
I did see articles about that. Like, he's
like working on this some virtual reality stuff. I'm like, hey.
He used virtual reality to improve his free throw shit? Mm-hmm. Oh.
Hey, we do what we can do.
Damn, that's dope.
He out here beasting, though, 14 and 15. I'm like, that's all we need from you.
Yeah, I see Tobias as well.
Tobias is going. He's shooting 54% from the three-point line right now. And he's jacking them up. Like, this is he shot 5 for 6 against Boston, and that was his 5th game this season where he's hit at least 5 threes.
Damn.
Yeah.
So out of a quarter of the games, he's hit a quarter of
he's hit at least 5 threes.
Jesus.
So he's jacking them up, and he's making them right now. That's a good fancy pick. I'm like, all right, cool. But they playing well, so I'm like, all right, cool. It looked pretty good. I don't know. Maybe it was that move to the new arena downtown Detroit. I don't know.
This is surprising, man. You wanna?
What we got next?
The league. Oh, no, Celtics. In the East. Yes, sir. Remember when we debated if they would still be a top 4 seed?
Yeah, it's looking like it.
18-4. Oh no, you have the best record in the league, actually.
Yeah. But you know what this tells me about the Celtics, though? One, it tells me that Brad Stevens is a great coach.
Mm-hmm.
And 2, they have a great system in place. Because, like, everyone keeps talking about, oh, the Celtics are so good. Like, they were first in the East last year. And then you think, I thought, losing Jay Crowder.
Mm-hmm.
They let go of Avery Bradley. They lost IT. And I think that was really the main thing. Oh, and Jay Crowder, sorry.
Yeah.
They lost Jay Crowder, and you got back Kyrie Irving, basically, out of that.
And then Hayward went down.
And you got two. You got a rookie starting. And Jaylen Brown, a second-year guy, and y'all still balling.
Yeah, it don't make sense.
It
don't make any sense.
It literally like, yo, these other coaches have no excuses.
Yeah, what if I see that, I'm like, okay, Kyrie's going crazy, but he's not.
That's the one thing. See, so this I want to talk about this too. I hate the media sometimes. Every time, Kyrie led them to this. Kyrie.
Oh yeah, that's the narrative in place.
I'm looking at his points. I got him on my fantasy squad. Boy, averaging. He shot like, let's say he got like 18 points. Something like that. They're like, oh, he turned it on at the right moment. Did he? Like, shooting 6 for 16, crazy shit. They're like, Kyrie led them past the Warriors.
He's had like, I know he had like a 40-plus game like a couple weeks back. That's like the only
That's really like the only breakout game he's had, though. But he, I mean, he's playing within the system, so I will give him respect for that. Because like, there's very few times when I watch them play, like he'll be dancing on people.
Yeah,
he'll do it every now and then. But for the most part, he just keeps passing. They move the ball around, Then like, the right person will get the right shot.
Mm-hmm.
Things that he got to be averaging a career high in assists because I've seen him make some great passes this season.
Playing up 23-3-5.
Nah, that's about normal. Forget it. 47% from the field.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Yeah,
for a guard, 35 from 386. See, he's putting up his normal numbers basically.
Yeah, and the Celtics got the league best defense.
Yeah, this is his normal numbers. I really expect him to be putting up like 30 this year.
Yeah,
like that's what easily. We
thought. Especially when Hayward went down. I'm like, okay, scoring title.
Yeah, easily. But if you watch them play, teams like trap him.
Yeah.
So it wouldn't make sense for him to be dribbling through everybody. I mean, granted, there's been a couple of plays this season where like they put it up where he's been like dribbling through the entire team.
Oh yeah. He's,
but it wouldn't make sense to do that because everybody's been like trying to like hone on him. So it's like, yeah, force these rookies and whatever to beat us. And they have been.
Yeah.
They got everyone playing well. Marcus Morris is playing well. What's that tall white guy?
That come off the bench?
Is it Thays or Thys?
He's playing well, but
Baines is the guy I'm talking about. Bynes or Baines?
Baines.
He had like 21 points the other night. I was like, who?
Yeah, Horford too.
Horford is playing really well. He's shooting like he's trying to get in a three-point contest this season.
Yeah, I actually expected to go in when he shoots.
Yeah, I'm like, all right, cool. I'm like, y'all have Horford open? y'all must want to lose tonight. Yeah, but
I mean, you still take him out the East?
Fuck no.
Yeah, I've seen all these articles. I'm like, relax.
Relax. No. Look, first relax. Of all, LeBron would never let that happen.
He coming.
Never. LeBron like, oh, wow, y'all looking good.
Okay.
Getting his little author memes off. He like, all right, that's nice.
They getting into shape. I just read today, oh yeah, speaking of the Cavs, IT looking to come back next month.
Mid-December. Early.
You slot him in that starting lineup?
Early. This is going to take, they have like, you know, a couple of games for them to get adjusted to playing with each other. Then they're going to be blowing people out.
LeBron give him some looks?
Blowing people out. LeBron attracts way too much attention as it is. And then you got IT just a scoring machine like that.
Don't forget Love out at the arc.
Love out at the arc.
Way to playmaking, leading the second unit. Look, the depth coming together.
Damn. All right, yeah. It's early in the season.
I was seeing who won the trade. I'm like,
people be going in way too early. Yeah, it's too early to tell. Damn, I just thought about that for fantasy, though, for fantasy reasons. Whoever got him about to be eating well in a little bit. When IT get back?
Yeah.
Because they've been struggling. Whoever got him, whoever got Kawhi.
Oh, we'll get to him.
Yeah, we'll get to him a little later.
We'll get to him. Don't worry, sir.
But yeah, Celtics are doing well. Another team who's surprisingly doing better. Yeah. My Knicks.
Our hometown Knicks, man.
Kristaps out here playing like a man possessed.
Oh my goodness.
Like he got something to prove for real. He really is playing well.
Yeah, we went in close games.
I love it.
Said Hardaway just went off the other day for what, 38?
He's been playing well this year. And I mean, he didn't deserve all that money he got.
80 million. Actually,
I'm not going to say he didn't deserve it. I don't like saying that. I like to see people getting their money.
Yeah.
But in a salary cap driven league, he ain't deserve it.
Yeah.
Now, that's a lot of money to be given to Tim Hardaway Jr. And granted, you think if you put him to like up to like people like Chandler Parsons, he's playing really well. Compared to like people like Chandler Parsons,
who got like almost 100.
100 million, right? Yeah. They did well by getting him. He's averaging like, I don't know his exact numbers, but I think he's averaging like around 16, 17 this year, Tim Hardaway. So he's doing well. But Kristaps,
27.
I seen some plays.
Oh my God.
I seen some plays.
Blocks on the other end, running the fast break, spying off him. My goodness. Yamming it on people.
I saw a play. He blocked Cody Zeller's shot.
Oh, yeah, three times.
Three times on the same possession. Like,
yeah, you got to sit down. Coach got to be like, I need you here next to me.
That's some shit you talk about to your therapist. Like, I tried my hardest. I just don't know where we went wrong. Like,
that's emasculating.
That shit will haunt you.
Damn.
And you gotta play him three more times.
Oh my goodness.
Like, he just looking at you. You know he smiled at you. Oh man.
Like, damn, dinner here tonight.
Word, smacked his shit. Three times on the same possession. But his stats, 27 points, 7 rebounds, 2 blocks, 46% from the field, 40% from behind the arc, and 84% from the free throw line.
And he could just get better.
What more can you ask of him? Only thing more you probably ask
him.
Every
game back from the playoffs.
Exactly. One thing more you can ask him is what? Rebounds? But then again, do you really want him to get on the rebounds? You got Enes Kanter down there grabbing on the boards. Let them do that and let him focus on scoring and blocking shots. That's it.
And it's early, but he got us in playoff contention.
Yeah, right? I know.
We'll see how that half season awards look.
But the teams behind us, I don't really see them improving too much, but I could be wrong.
Look, I just seen, I know the Bulls was just dead last. I know that, and everything. And the Nets have the fifth worst record.
I know, like, people behind us are the Nets, the Bulls, the Hornets. I think
Orlando, too.
Yeah, Orlando is went on a slide.
Oh, my God.
They started off so strong. I thought it would be really good this year. But shout out to Aaron Gordon, because he playing his heart out, and I love him. He on my fancy squad doing what he could do.
I already knew when he shouted him out. I'm like, how you know? Oh, yeah.
Anytime I already knew it. Or you know I ain't watch a single Orlando game. If I look at the stats, I'm like, all right, cool.
Bless him, Aaron Gordon, my boy. He's shooting threes now, yeah.
That's my boy. Shooting threes. I'm like, yo, you was in the gym this summer. That's my boy. The Sixers. Ben Simmons is looking like the second coming.
This is insane.
First of all, he cannot shoot to save his life.
None.
He can't shoot to save his life. None. But yeah, he's averaging 18, 9, and 7.
And two steals.
And 50% field goal percentage. Now listen to this.
No three.
If you know someone can't shoot, wouldn't you just force them to shoot? You would think it'd be that easy. But somehow, he gets to the rim all the time.
He's shooting 0% from three. So it's obviously that's not a typo. That free throw need work. That's not a typo either.
He ain't made still. A three this season.
I saw it said because it says like attempts, so it was like 0.0 for 0.4 attempts.
Damn.
0%. Look, you in the league.
Well, 0.0 for 0.4. I don't even know how to. I don't know why I even thought about doing that math in my head.
I was like,
I'm about to say over 22 games. That means he took about. I'm about to go in. No one dare. And all I saw in my head was a question mark. Like,
dot, dot, dot.
Why ain't this answer coming to me? But Simmons is. Embiid is looking. I hope he stays healthy. I'm not going to say I hope he is, because he's been healthy so far this season. He's been playing his minutes, so.
Second real season?
23-11. 1.6 blocks, 50% from the field, 25% from the three, and 76 from the free throw line. This 50% from the field could be way higher. Have you watched him play? The reason why it's so low is because he shoots so many threes.
Yeah,
he's been bricking so many threes. If his 3-point percentage was a little higher, his field goal percentage would be higher. Or if he stopped shooting so many threes. But he looks unstoppable too on the post.
Yeah, I saw when he destroyed the Lakers.
Destroyed them.
Like a 40 plus.
That was light work for him.
It was.
He was just laughing, running around. Like, that was light work for him.
Yeah, I heard him talk about it today. Yeah, he said it was just like a regular game. It was like, it wasn't even like he was hot or anything. He was just in position.
Yeah.
He's like, he didn't even feel crazy about it. I was like, damn. Yeah, they got these two leading the charge. They fifth in the East right now.
They gonna make the playoffs.
It's crazy, though.
I'm afraid, though, about this, this Markelle Fultz. Kid though, Fultz kid.
I forgot about him.
I honestly forgot until I just saw 76ers in front of me.
Shit, I forgot he was on the team.
Talking about how his injury is a strange injury and they've never seen nor heard of it before. What the fuck is that?
It's called mental
work. Fatigue. Something's wrong there.
Yeah, confidence loss.
Because he was supposed to be a major part of this.
I really forgot he was on the. Imagine he gives them anything.
Just anything.
Anything.
Just come off the bench and score a little.
Damn.
And Redick is playing well crazy. This year too.
Covington, they just gave
Covington, he's playing good. Yeah, who else is on that team? Oh, Dario Saric.
Oh yeah, I forgot about.
I don't know him because he on my fantasy squad.
Is he going? You putting up numbers?
Putting up nice little numbers for me. Yeah, like 14-7 the other night. That's all we can ask of him.
Yeah, of course.
That's nice playing along Ben Simmons, Joel Embiid. You like the fourth option.
Mm-hmm.
Robert Covington, all these boys. You like literally the fourth option. All right, thanks.
God, it's how good they are. Pretty much rookies, essentially. Simmons is a rookie. Embiid is just, he's played like what? I had him last year. He played 30 games, maybe.
Yeah. He a good pickup this year, though. Wish I would have known.
What?
I didn't trust that process. I passed right over. I was like, nah, I'm good. He gonna be hurt in like 15 games.
You think they make the playoffs?
Yeah, for sure.
They fifth right now. Where you see them?
Fifth.
Yeah.
They definitely gonna be like in the lower half.
Okay. Yeah.
But I give them either 5 or 6. I don't see them being in the top 4.
Oh, and yeah, let's actually after Milwaukee, I'm actually.
All right.
Any more Sixers thoughts?
I'm over them. Oh, well, one last random fact. You know JJ Redick commutes from Brooklyn to Philadelphia?
What?
Yeah.
Why? Yeah,
I don't know. He has condo or loft is in Dumbo. He commutes.
Jesus, how long is that drive?
To Philly's like 2 hours, but depending on traffic.
Jesus. I seen downtown Philly. It's kind of nice. You can get a spot. Damn. Treat him like that.
$23 million ain't enough, apparently.
Yeah, I forgot.
Gotta commute it.
Still, damn, that's crazy.
That's a journey. I was like, shit, I live in Center City, Philly. Like,
For real. And then you game ready after that?
Word.
Yeah, I love to talk to him about that. That's crazy.
He out here balling. So, they ain't got no complaints.
So, they finish with a game, and then they got another home game. He driving home 2 hours after.
That's what I'm saying. I heard that report. I was like, yo, where's he sleeping? He can't not be staying somewhere in Philly.
Yeah, like, I agree.
So what I think, I think he just had a baby. So I think his wife and his baby stay in Brooklyn.
Yeah, he got to be staying in
Philly. He ain't trying to deal with
that. You driving home after a game?
Smart man. He ain't trying to deal with that baby.
Yeah, how could you handle that after you just played a 48?
I'm sure he ain't driving.
Yeah, that's true.
That shit still takes a toll on you though. Cause like when I was going to Virginia, me and my girl, she was complaining about the drive.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm driving, but then I ain't taking into consideration that you're still riding with me, and like 6 hours anywhere.
Yeah.
Is a long time to be sitting still.
Oh, this is where the Chargers used to play.
This was in San Diego.
Yeah, Phillip Rivers.
He still does that.
He's insane.
Yeah. You seen his car though?
Mm-mm,
the car he rides in?
No.
It's like some nice truck with like all these TVs.
You need that for all his kids.
massaging chair. No, it's only him. It's only his game day vehicle.
Oh, excuse me.
Yeah, he has like 3 TVs. His playbooks is all right there. He has massaging chairs.
And he drives himself?
No, he has a driver.
Oh, okay.
It's super comfortable.
Oh, okay.
But he got 6 kids. I'll be commuting too.
I see. Okay. Yo, when you give me that context, you're right.
Anytime with the kids,
I need that alone time.
Yeah, word. Before you go back and hear all that screaming and shit.
Oh, my God.
Nah, I'm good.
Jesus.
Miss me with it. See you when you graduate. that's it. Oh, Giannis. Or is it Giannis? I keep calling
Giannis.
It's Giannis. I tend to think of.
Yeah, he was the five.
How you say his last name?
Antetokounmpo.
Okay, whatever. I don't care. I try.
Yeah, he was the 5-game MVP.
His numbers are insane too.
God bless whoever has him in fantasy.
30 points a game, mm-hmm. 10 rebounds, 4 assists,
mm-hmm.
1.7 steals, 1.7 blocks, 56 from the field, 28 from three. But I knew that was gonna be trash, and 76 from the line.
And he also can't shoot.
He can't shoot.
And he's averaging 30 points. Ben Simmons cannot shoot. He's averaging 18 points in a professional basketball.
The NBA is like, the future's looking bright. When all these
They're not human.
When all these people hit their prime.
Oh, my God.
It's going to be so amazing to watch.
Yeah, that's why I don't even listen to these old heads.
Yeah.
You think about the talent that's not even in the playoff. I don't even listen to these
old heads. This is insane. 30 points a game.
Mm-hmm. But
almost 2 steals and 2 blocks.
Are they in the playoffs currently?
I don't remember. I know they started off strong and then they just started creeping.
I watched them some more after the Bledsoe. I actually saw the first game he played after he got traded, and they were looking good. When they played the Spurs, they won. They got the potential because everybody's so long on that team. They can just stifle people and then. Got Bledsoe running breaks.
They're currently 8th.
Okay.
In the East.
They got it. They're going to make it. Giannis is too good.
10-9.
They're going to make it. You think the Knicks make it?
I hope they do. The East looking weak this year. Outside of, like, let me see. I'm thinking of the teams that, like, for sure I think are a lock, are shoe-ins for the playoffs. Boston, Cavs, Washington, Milwaukee, Philadelphia. That's about it. Am I missing someone?
Oh, Toronto.
See? Yo, I always forget about Toronto. I never even take them into consideration.
I don't either. We know what they're going to do.
Even when, like,
they're going to do it a six or seven in the second round.
When
and
they're
that's
in
it.
The playoffs, I don't even watch their games. No. It's just like, yo, they're so boring.
They're so boring.
So boring. Each round of the playoffs, they're going to go 6 or 7 games. No matter who they're playing, no matter how high they're ranked.
Yep. And you know their ceiling. It's just
second round max.
Yeah.
Oh, Toronto. So, yeah, there's 2 more spots left.
Damn.
I think Charlotte's going to get their shit together.
Oh, yeah. The Wiseman Beast.
The Wiseman Beast have been playing pretty good. That's about it. Charlotte and the other 2 spots I got for Charlotte and New York.
Okay.
Either way, both of them getting sent home early. So. But for both those teams, making the playoffs is a big accomplishment.
Yeah, Chris Stapps lead us to the playoffs.
Yeah.
After years of Melo not. Yeah. We're going to get to him.
Melo massaging the basketball. Massaging.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, Pistons we touched on.
Oh! No, there's only 1 spot left then. Because Detroit's going to make it this year.
Shit.
So there's only 1
spot
left.
Damn, all these listeners just learned we can't count. But yeah, you're right, Detroit.
No, damn, I was just bigging Detroit up and I completely forgot about them too. My bad.
Yeah, but what are they going to do in the playoffs?
They gonna make
it. What's this Eastern Conference All-Star team gonna look like? I was thinking about that the other day. Bron, Giannis,
Kyrie.
What, DeRozan or Lowry? DeRozan.
I ain't got no faith in Lowry.
Chris Stapps.
I'll say
put some respect on it.
John Wall.
Yeah, I can see Horford coming as a second. They probably gonna have this.
I can see Ben Simmons and Embiid making it.
Oh yes.
Ben Simmons and Embiid, that's 9 right there. You said Horford, so that's 10.
Who else would be worthy in the
Kemba Walker?
Oh yeah, it has to be a Hornet representative.
Yeah, no, it doesn't have to be. It's just that
probably
he gets overlooked all the time, but he should be there as a reserve.
Is there playoff contention?
Yeah, I mean the coaches will pick him.
But
though.
Would it be him or how?
Nah, would it be him?
Him.
It's too many other big too many centers playing better than Howard.
You're right.
And you if got it's Drummond,
the coaches vote niggas
Horford.
Hate Howard.
Yeah. You got Drummond and Horford right there. That's all you need.
Oh yeah, Drummond.
Yeah.
Tobias make it?
That's my phone.
I done got repeated oh no, that's not the same.
Yeah, that's my phone.
Yeah, you got too much time on his hands.
Let me put this on mute. What are we calling me like this? But yeah, Drummond is definitely gonna make it. I mean, Tobias probably won't make it, but I think he should.
Yeah.
If he continues playing the way he's playing,
yeah, I don't. You think they get actually? Yeah, they second season.
He's averaging like 19.7 points a game right now.
They do deserve multiple, but by the All Star break, I don't think they're gonna be. I could see them being third or fourth. Who's third? Oh, the Cavs. Who's fourth?
I would assume.
Oh, Toronto. It's Toronto.
I don't give a fuck about them.
But they only gonna get 1. If the Celtics are first, they only really just. Chris Stapps definitely getting that All-Star game.
So currently, it's the Celtics, the Pistons, the Cavs, the Raptors, the 76ers, the Pacers. Oladipo's going to make it. The Wizards and the Bucks. I forgot all about Oladipo. He's playing well this year.
He is.
I don't think he deserves
it. Give him Horford spot. We need certain people that need to make it.
Yeah, I don't think. I mean, he's going to make it just because. But he's averaging 23 points a game this year.
Interesting.
Yeah.
We shall see.
The Magic might make it if they get their shit together.
Would that be Aaron Gordon?
Who else is on that team?
You better surge now. Peyton.
Jonathan Simmons is playing well. That dude that came from San Antonio.
Spurs, yeah. It's crazy they didn't re-sign him.
Damn. The East is kind of...
And Wall better write that ship too. They just got
They struggling. Yeah. I think Wall's been out the past 3 games though.
He has.
even when he's in though.
I'm aware.
He ain't been playing. Oh, you got him?
Mm-hmm.
He ain't been playing that well this
season. That's the only reason I'm got some treatment on his knee.
He ain't been playing too well this season though.
Yeah.
Especially when they talk about, you know, they talk shit about the Lakers, they lost. Talk shit about the Cavs, they lost.
Yeah. It's real
You can't be doing this. Just zip it.
Yeah.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself
and for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Yes.
Don't create no expectations for yourself.
Yeah, and Cavs pick watch. Nets are currently at the fifth worst record.
Yeah, that shit might pay off well for
them. Yeah.
And dividends, especially since Jeremy Lin got hurt for the season.
Yeah.
D'Angelo Russell's out indefinitely.
Mm. Yeah, I got like 2 of their players on my fantasy squad. And all the
You got 2 of their players, Cap?
Yeah. It's rough out here, man.
These who you got?
Injuries are plaguing me. Trevor Booker and Crab. And the prep was like, they don't. Nets won't play them even if they're at 95%. So apparently they got to be 100% to play these games. So I'm like, what the? So they're going to be
Trevor
losing.
Trevor Booker?
Yeah. Oh, he putting up numbers. He putting up fans. Trust me.
Okay.
Crab if he played.
Oh, he's hurt too?
Yeah. Back problems.
That's what niggas do when they get to Brooklyn. Start complaining about shit.
Any other East thoughts before we head out west?
Nah, I'm just intrigued to see where the season goes. Let's see. Let me hold on. Let me text my mama back. She done called me. Text her back.
You pause?
No, I'm good. Let's keep talking. I'm just letting the world know what I'm doing.
Okay. Heading out west. First topic on the agenda, James Harden. Third in PER, league leader in points per game. He putting up 31.7, 9.8 assists, 0.5 blocks, and 1.7 steals. On 45.6% shooting from the field, 41 from three, 86 from the free throw line. This is Harden's revenge. Yeah.
This don't make no damn sense.
He want that MVP. He going to make y'all pay for giving that to Westbrook. This is insane.
Oh, look at Chris Paul's numbers. Okay, that's random.
Oh, we gonna get to him.
Yeah,
we owe that man a sense. Ooh,
we owe him a sense. Say apology,
but got a cop a plea.
Damn, 32, 5, 10.
I forgot the 5. My apologies. I'm still throwing that 5 rebounds,
half a block, and 1.7 steals. 41 from behind the arc, 86, 40. This shit don't make no sense.
Video gaming.
This is literally video game numbers. Damn. And he's third in PER. Wow.
Second, he's got the Rockets' second best record in the league.
And that's him, because Chris Paul just got back not so long ago. Just got back. But speaking of the Rockets, you know,
best in the West.
Eric Gordon was balling.
Yeah.
When Chris Paul was out, I wish I had him on my fantasy squad. He was balling like most of the time. Like he was just a set shooter.
Yeah.
But this season, he was like getting to the rack. He had like three monstrous dunks this year already. And I was like, oh shit, okay. But nah, he was balling for him. Ryan Anderson was playing well. They're looking good. But James Harden is. He looking like he won MVP for real this year.
He won, yeah. He gonna make us pay.
These numbers,
this is insane.
This don't make no damn sense. It makes it look like people aren't even playing
second
defense.
Best in the league, best in the West.
And the thing about this is that
he's destroying teams.
He's too. Not even getting the foul calls that he was getting last season.
No,
because you can't do that hooking thing that he loves doing to get to the line. So you putting up 32 points just flat, like you putting that up.
Yeah.
Because you're not getting bailed out no more. You putting up.
You making it look easy.
Easy. Walking down the court just shooting threes.
Yeah, he just jack them up in your face.
Like, so he disrespectful.
Step backs, contested.
Mm-mm-mm.
Chris Paul, man.
Yeah, we owe you an apology, Chris.
On the season, pretty much 11-11, 10.8 points, 10.8 assists, 4 rebounds. 2 steals, 38, 36, 91 shooting splits, 1.2 turnovers.
Yeah, we owe him an apology.
It's almost 11 assists to 1.2 turnovers. And that's include that one horrible game, that first horrible game when we trashed him and we buried him. And
I was done with him.
For the month of November, which is since he's been back pretty much, mm-hmm. 12, 11, 3, still 2 steals, slightly better shooting, 42, 42, and 91. It's only 2 free throws, though, in 26 minutes. D'Antoni does it that they stagger the minutes where one of them is always on the court.
Yeah, I've seen that. This is 10.8 assists, right? 11
mm-hmm.
assists?
Mm-hmm.
Coupled with Harden's damn near 10 assists.
I saw that.
That's 21 assists just from 2 players. A game.
A game. 2 of the best. I owe so much apologies.
11 assists to 1 turnover, basically.
I caught his comeback game. Shout out to our league pass.
Shout out to league pass.
Some of the passes he was making, I was just like, shame on me.
I owe him an apology for real because I was like, yo, the Clippers are happy he's gone. Remember the Clippers started off strong? And I was like, yo, the Clippers.
Talking about that documentary? Days are confused. Oh man!
I was like, the Clippers look happy. They out here playing free without him. They look happy.
Oh,
what happened since?
Oh my god! I was like thinking about that.
Eight
too.
Of the last 9.
When did we record that? Jesus Christ!
It was about a month ago, I think.
They're in a free fall
now.
2 months, they saying.
Yeah.
Danilo out.
Patrick out. Injury. Though, yeah, we'll get to them. But yeah, look like Chris Paul made the right decision now. You think the Rockets are gonna
get better?
You think they're gonna have to overtake the Warriors though?
In a series?
Yeah.
You have any more Rockets thoughts?
Well, this is the Rockets thought.
Well, we have the Warriors next. No, I don't.
Let's just transition then. We'll
I don't. I don't. The Warriors are second in the West right now, third overall. 15-6 is their record. 7-3 in their last 10. Between KD, Steph, and Draymond. They've missed 8 games. KD with 5, Steph with 2, Draymond with 1. Klay's played all. Every game I've seen, they never look like they're really giving their all.
I was just about to say that. They playing like, with the like Cavaliers mindset. Like they're just coasting along.
And they can.
Yeah, they're just like coasting. They're going to save themselves for the playoffs.
And that's what I'm saying. Because it doesn't matter what I see. I could see the Rockets blow them out. I could see the Cavs blow them out. Any team, no matter what I see in the regular season, if you mm-hmm. tell me in a best of 7 series who I'm picking against them, there's no one.
Yeah.
They too good.
You can tell that they're not giving their all.
They definitely not. And they're still, just like, look at these numbers they're putting up. And they're definitely not giving their all.
KD averaging 2 blocks a game.
Yeah.
Young Hakeem Olajuwon.
2 blocks. I tell you what, another 25-7-5.
When he start playing defense.
Steph another 26-5-6.
Steph only shooting 37 from the 3-point
mm-hmm.
line?
And that's another, yeah.
It's kind of low.
Improvement. It's not fair. I don't really have extended thoughts.
No, I hate them.
I do. Yeah, that's my extended thought. Yeah,
I hate them.
I hate them so much.
This ain't even fair.
They got the best shot, though. That I was wrong about with OKC. It's here, sir. Okay. 8-11. Currently out of the play. If the playoffs started today, we wouldn't even see them, sir. Lost their last two. I saw that Golden State game. I'm like, okay, they turned the tide. Lose the next two after.
Why is everyone shooting so poorly from the free throw line?
And in Westbrook general.
Westbrook shooting 73. PG 79. Melo 80.
I don't know. Let's tackle these one by one. What's the... Every game I catch, because they still much watch to me, because I have faith they'll get it together, but yeah. It's so much ISO and stagnation with the ball.
It's literally like, you score now, you score now, you score now. And they just like take their turns trying to
score. Oh, I haven't got the ball for a while, and I don't know when I'm going to get it back.
And so you see PG come down, just jack it up. They need to like play within the offense together and like not worry so much about stats.
Yeah.
Like just pass the ball around.
It's too much talent.
That's how Golden State plays. Pass the ball around.
Yeah.
You get your shot. All right, cool. Go.
Yeah, they destroyed Golden State. Like, replicate that effort.
They done lost to the Kings,
the Pelicans.
Westbrook damn near averaging triple double again.
Mm-hmm. I know, he getting them numbers up.
How do you fuck around and like just fall into a triple double? That shit don't even make no sense. You got Steven Adams, Melo, and Paul George all can rebound.
Mm-hmm.
And you averaging the most out of all of them.
That's wild.
Westbrook 6'3", getting all these rebounds.
That is insane.
You know what's insane, though? You ever seen Melo when he gets rebounds?
What?
And how he curses? You ever seen that? So they had a report about Melo and like why he always curses when he gets rebounds, right? And they was like, oh, maybe he's just cursing, like, you know, out of excitement. He's cursing because he's like letting his teammates know that this is his rebound. So he's like, fuck! Like, he just... Like,
oh, I do, yeah!
I'm like, Melo be going ham.
I got these numbers. He want a new contract, because right now, he don't really...
19.96 rebounds, 1.9 assists, a seventh of a block, a ninth of a steal. These numbers aren't too bad. 42, get that field goal percentage up. 37 cool. from the 3-point line. But you know what it is? Him and Paul George. The reason Westbrook, I ain't got no excuse for his 40. He should have higher than that.
Mm-hmm.
But Paul George and Melo shoot so many threes.
Yeah, it like, drops like, their efficiency.
Yeah, it just drops their efficiency.
And contested one too.
So many contested threes. And then Melo, he won't give up the post scoring.
Yeah.
You get him on the block.
He do that spin, but it just hit the tip and
It's
tough, man.
It's tough.
The spot up shots, they ain't going in when it.
You think it's like Spurs? You think Melo get another max contract?
No.
Okay.
No.
Just wanted to see. I just wanted to see if you would.
I'm intrigued what he does because Paul George gone.
Yeah, he like, definitely. Especially like,
it's not even a hot. Yeah, I don't think playing with Westbrook looks fun at all, and he must be hella frustrated.
I don't know. We'll see. I'm gonna give him some more.
You're right. You're right.
Because it's early. They're all three learning how to play with each other still.
Quarter of
It's a quarter of the season. I'll give him to the All-Star break.
Mm-hmm. February.
Yes, February. That's too much time.
2 months.
I'll give
him
2.5 months.
Yeah. No, that's good. You have to see how they're looking. Yeah, because I think right by then is I think trade deadline's before All-Star. I think they moved it after. But like another 2 months,
I'll give them.
That's when they need to make decisions.
I'll give them to the All-Star break, see what they got.
Yeah, that's when OKC got to make decisions.
Yeah, because
or lose them for nothing.
Paul George gonna leave.
Yeah, go to Sunday.
Melo ain't leaving nowhere because he gonna get his money. Yeah,
he don't. I'm gonna think what his options are. Either he opts in.
He don't have any.
The only reason he need to opt out if you get a long term to get more money. Because he get that 28 next year, and then what you get after that?
Who giving him a long term?
I seen Wade contract.
Who giving him a long term?
That's what I was thinking. I don't even know what his options are.
I think the only reason he'll opt out is to go play with LeBron. But then you gonna lose $28 million to go play with LeBron?
Oh no, we've seen every decision he's ever made.
It's all about money. Priority, yeah, exactly. The number one. That ain't happening. But I am very disappointed in OKC so far.
They beat Golden, but yeah, it's not fair. Golden State didn't look like they were. After a while, it didn't really look like they were trying.
They need to get Fizdale
up. But they didn't overwhelm them.
So. They need to get Fizdale up in there.
Yeah.
Let go of Billy Donovan.
I need to see another game to really see. And I need to see them against the Rockets. I was really wrong on that.
This nigga Melo.
Really bet on talent over
Paul George just looks so, like, uninterested, though, when he's playing.
Now he's leading the league and still. Yeah, because he doesn't really get the rock.
Yeah, he doesn't get the ball enough, yeah. And, like, Melo, no matter where he plays, he going to get the ball. He makes sure he get the ball.
Westbrook, he's a magnet.
Westbrook dominates the ball. So it's like Paul George literally just looks like he comes down, he plays defense.
That and
he
gets on offense.
And you see him just standing there sometimes.
Yeah.
And he'll get the ball. He'll try to create something. Nothing's there. He'll pass it back. And he's just like, whatever. Like, he's not cutting nothing.
Yeah. God bless him.
I feel bad.
Yeah. Currently out the playoffs. But yeah, you're right. It's a long season. If we said this about the Heat,
word. Foolish. I was happy that year, bro. That's when I was a LeBron hater. I was like, look at this nigga. He ain't even winning. I was that nigga mad loud.
Oh my god, yeah.
Couple months later, they were sweeping through the East like it was nothing. Wreaking havoc on everyone.
Yeah, so
it's funny what a couple more practices can do. And then we got the Spurs and Kawhi.
Said he's close to performing in scrimmages. Kawhi has not played a single game in this quarter season with his quadricep injury. I think it stayed a sore quadricep. I forgot which one.
Greg Popovich said he never seen anything like this before.
Yep.
You seen that video like a month ago when he was like climbing the stairs?
Agony.
He's like an 80-year-old man trying to get some steps.
You know the small forwards in this
you
league,
you seen the
sir?
Grimacing on the grimace all over his
you going to stand in front of LeBron, KD,
can't even
Paul
climb
George?
Up some steps.
Oh.
North, south, and they want to move east, west? It ain't happening. Like,
God, they best player.
It ain't happening. But the Spurs are so good. They're still third in the West somehow.
Mm-hmm.
And LaMarcus Aldridge is playing really well. He stepped his game up, surprisingly.
Shock.
50% from the field. Like, every time he shoots that mid-range jumper, I just automatically assume he's going in.
Yeah, no.
That's the one part of his game that's, like, just, like, perfected.
I don't like his game.
I hate his game. I hate it. You get the ball at the top of the free throw line and shoot.
And I don't think he's going to keep this up once Kawhi comes back.
Hell no.
I think he's going to get unhappy again.
He's going to do the same thing he did last season, exactly.
Just pound, shoot.
Yeah, exactly. He feels good now because it's basically his team. As soon as Kawhi get back,
yeah,
he's going to be back to being the second option. He's going to be tight again.
They're saying all the right things, but for a rude awakening.
I'm surprised they gave him. Didn't they give him a contract, a bigger contract this offseason?
Yeah. Yeah. I think like $80 million.
Hitman Powell. I really don't understand that Pau Gasol one.
I didn't either.
They let him and opt out.
They let what's his name go?
Simmons.
Yeah.
For what? He only went to Orlando for $9 million a season.
Ain't productive. But hey, it's the Spurs. You can't.
He would have came in handy this year with Kawhi out, nursing that quad. But they got Rudy Gay, who's playing well also. Shout out to Rudy.
I'm sorry for even asking. My apologies. No disrespect.
Shout out my boy Rudy.
I was like, how you...
Came off that Achilles like it was nothing, like a soldier. He said, Achilles, what? I'll be back. Came back like it was nothing.
Yeah, once whatever the Spurs do, if another team had done it, I was just like.
Yeah, I was like, oh,
you need some more recovery. Achilles, you don't just snap.
2 years for that, okay.
He's like, a Spurs, all right, they know what they're doing.
Yeah, you're playing. All right, Rudy, I see you. Who else we got? It's like
some LA update. I found interesting.
Where you want to start with this one?
Lakers currently 8-12, and I don't really care. They're not going to make the playoffs or nothing.
They not.
I'm just more intrigued with the rookies.
Mm.
Lonzo Ball, you know, gets all the publicity and stuff, but is he even the best rookie on his team?
Yep, hell no. But have you watched him play, though?
Sporadically.
He looks so uninterested as well.
Oh, yeah, like, that demeanor don't change.
At all. He looks like he don't even want to be a basketball player.
No.
It's like, all right, yeah, I was good enough in college, so I made it here. You guys are going to pay me millions of dollars.
Yeah.
But it looks like he doesn't want to go above and be like zero emotion.
So uninterested.
Like a robot out there.
Yeah.
He's worse than Kawhi because at least Kawhi, people aren't coming at him.
Yeah.
Kawhi's just being, you know, keeping composure because that's just who he is.
And he's like, you can actually see his effort.
Yeah, exactly. You see him. He plays, he's like going ham on people. Lonzo Ball just look exactly the same.
Yeah, as soon as he get the ball, he passes it.
And exactly, just like turns his head like, whatever. But his numbers, so 9 points, 7 rebounds, 7 assists, 1 steal, 1 block. This is where it gets terrible. 31% from the field.
Mm-hmm.
24 from the 3-point line. 43 from the free throw line.
Magic said they're not changing a shot in the season. I was like, that's fine. If it was going, it was going in early.
So now, if you saw the stat line from any other rookie, just like the numbers, not the percentages, not the
shooting. He's very productive. If I didn't see the shooting,
yeah,
I'd be like, yo, this is very
productive. 9-7-7, yeah. 1-1, right?
Yeah.
I watch him play sometimes. I watch all of their nationally televised games, except for the ones that Benson thought I can't do it.
Yeah.
But when he gets these numbers by the end of the game, I'm always shocked. I'm like, wait, he got what? He be flirting with triple doubles all the time, and like you can't even tell.
Yeah.
Because it's just when you watch him play, it just doesn't look. He doesn't look that good. You're like, damn. Like how you get 9.7 rebounds, 7 assists? You never would see it.
Yeah.
When I see him play, I see him miss layups. Like I've seen him make some good spin moves, dribble moves, get to the rack and blow a layup. I've seen that twice. Same. Now, off the top of my head, I'm like, yo, damn, you right there. You like 6'7".
He plays so detached.
Yeah.
Like you said, it's uninterested with everything going on around.
He just seems so detached from the game. It's like he's just there.
Yeah.
Like I'm just here.
I just have to be here.
Yeah, like this is work. I'm at my job. I don't even want to really be at. Like it's a 9-to-5. He really just like, ugh. But no, he is not the best rookie on his team because Kyle Kuzma is.
Team leader.
That boy's a beast. That boy's a beast. Him and
yeah, people were saying it before the season.
He was beast in the summer league.
Yeah,
I didn't watch any, but based on the stats, you know.
Yeah, I heard people. I wait till the real games.
But Lonzo Ball won summer league MVP.
That's why I wait till the real games.
But I guess he was more motivated to play against. He's basically playing against the same people he played against in college.
Yeah.
So I guess he felt motivated then. I don't know, but Kyle Kuzma's beast in this season. Quick aside though, he ain't a rookie, but so is Brandon Ingram. Shout out to Brandon Ingram. That's my boy.
Finally putting it together.
I've been
hearing about his potential for like 5 seasons now. Let's chill with the Kevin Durant comps.
Picked him up for fantasy because I heard way too much this offseason. I heard he's been in the gym all day. All the right things. And I was like, all right, cool. He's averaging like 14.7 rebounds. Can't ask for too much more than that.
You're right.
But Kyle Kuzma, 16 points, 6 rebounds. 1 assist. I can pass the gloss over that because Lonzo Ball has the ball in his hands almost all the time. 50% from the field, 38 from the 3-point line, and 77 from the free throw line.
And his playing style is the exact opposite.
Exact opposite.
Passionate. He wants it. Yeah, yeah. Aggressive. Yeah. He wants the ball.
What more can you ask for out of a rookie?
Yeah.
Like it's your first year in the league, and you out here balling,
mm-hmm.
looking interested, looking like you want to play. Lonzo Ball was the second overall pick. Markelle Fultz don't even count. But, like, Jason Tatum is balling.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I got. I don't really know the rest of the rookies. Damn. Oh, Donovan Mitchell's balling. That kid from Louisville plays for Utah. He's balling. Dennis Smith Jr. is balling.
Shit.
Malik Monk ain't really balling because they say he don't play no defense. But he's had 2 games right away. He went off for over 20 points. But it's because they don't put him in because he can't play defense. But, Markkanen's balling. That kid for the Bulls.
Oh, yeah.
He's, like, balling. Yeah. But yeah, it's like all these other rookies that like seem like to be hungrier than him. Like I hope this was his dream to get to the NBA. Cause like yeah, now you're here, and now you just look like so
uninterested.
Yeah, so uninterested, like just not amused, like nothing, like
nothing.
Does this not entertain you? Like nothing, nothing's going on with him. That's like yeah, I want to play this game tonight. Like I'm gonna bust your ass. Nothing.
Yeah, he playing so bad right now. Luke Walton had to come out the other day and was like, "No, we're not gonna bench."
Imagine that, right?
That's wild.
The number 2 overall pick. Nah, we're not going to bench him.
Yeah.
He just doesn't look aggressive on offense. It's like, all right, cool, I passed the ball. It's like he's just running through the plays. Like, yeah. I owe the box now. Let me go here, set a screen. Let me roll around. It's like he doesn't look like he really wants to play.
Yeah, he getting blamed by Doc for Blake's. Which he didn't even do.
Yo, Doc. That was Doc is so
Doc funny. Just trying to get out of L.A. He just wants the game. Fire him and keep his guarantee money.
That's your son.
Doc just wants the guarantee money. That's all. Out of there.
He definitely trying to get up out of there.
Yeah. That shit is just going downhill.
Him and his son.
Yeah. It's going downhill.
His son just hurt Blake. He's going to try to blame it on
Blake out. Danilo. Beverly.
Beverly's out for the season. Danilo Gallinari.
That backup point guard.
He might come back.
He was going like the first week.
Oh, Mio Teodosic. He actually was looking pretty good. Gallinari's out with some glute injury. They said he should be coming back in a couple of days, though. They're not gonna rush him back.
Okay.
Blake's out for 2 weeks. Sorry, months. 2 months. Correction.
And they're currently 8-11, and free. Actually, they won their last three. That's when Lou Williams went off against
For 40 something.
Wasn't one of them against the Hawks?
Nah, Lakers.
Oh, then he went off against the Lakers to win that.
Mm-hmm.
Then they faced the Hawks in this too.
I don't follow them like that. I ain't gonna lie.
Apologies.
I ain't missing much. I ain't missing much at all. But Blake started up strong.
So, yep.
And they just slowly went down.
Another freak injury, man.
Word.
Boy, it sucks.
Can't stay healthy to save his life.
Suck. Yeah.
Let me see. Oh, the thing about trading DeAndre Jordan.
Oh, blowing it up?
It'll be smart.
Doc on next, then.
This would be the perfect year to do it. Because this is a contract year for him.
Oh, is he playing like it?
He playing. I mean, he's playing to the best of his abilities.
Yeah.
But it's like, the shit obviously ain't working. Like, even when he was playing, him and Blake were playing together. I mean, granted, it was a quarter of a season, but like,
yeah,
y'all lost like 8 straight games.
That's true.
2 big men doesn't really work as well.
Not in this modern.
No. Especially with like, DeAndre's like literally just relegated to the post. You can't do nothing but dunk.
Yeah.
That's all you can do on offense is dunk. You can't shoot. You can't really switch on defense. You just dunk and guard the rim. That's it. That really means nothing in today's league.
True.
But Phoenix would take him.
Yeah, they take anyone.
Take shit. Don't even the pieces don't even make sense. We got Tyson Chandler, Greg Monroe, and Alex Len.
I seen. Yeah,
pieces don't make no sense. Just like, yeah, we need another center. Cool. Len go bless up for nothing, basically.
Yeah. What?
Well, yeah.
Any other thoughts about the West?
Let me think.
Nah. So the Timberwolves, but I don't really care about their big three. That was just me. But if you have,
they looking good. I watched the game the other night.
Mm-hmm.
Andrew Wiggins is balling out. But so Butler started the season slow, but I thought he was starting the season off slow, but he wasn't. He was just letting Wiggins and Towns take over. But these past, I think it's been the past 6 games now, he's averaging 24.5.
Okay.
7 rebounds and 5 assists.
I'll take a peek at
54% from the field.
Apologies.
And 47 from the 3-point
apologies,
line.
Apologies, Mr. Butler. I'm going to take a look
Butler,
at
you out here
lead
chilling.
Pass tonight.
He wasn't, you know, but he was just chilling, letting Wiggins, let the game come to Wiggins and Cat first.
That's very unselfish.
He's been balling lately, though. And Wiggins been balling this year. He's averaging like 20 points, but he's been like balling.
I think I watched him since they beat OKC at the buzzer. That was like the second week.
They beat OKC twice already this season.
Put some respect on it.
Couldn't even win the rematch.
Yeah, I'm going to catch a game of that soon.
Yeah.
See what's going on.
Got the league pass, you know?
Yeah.
Our league pass, you know? That shit worked perfectly.
Crisp
HD. I'm like, yo, shout who uploaded this? 1080p? I'd be like, yo.
Gorgeous.
Yo. Whoever does that, I'm like, yo.
They doing
God
the
bless.
Lord's work.
Like, you have no need to even do this. Like, why are you doing
keep this for yourself?
But God bless them all.
God bless them. Any other thoughts about the West?
Nope.
What do you think their all-star team looks like?
Ooh.
KD, Steph. If four Warriors, then it's just... Oh, Harden, definitely.
Oh, Harden.
Harden is the definite.
I would...
If they're the second, I don't even think they
Westbrook.
Get two. Westbrook going to be on there.
I think all four Warriors could legit
make it. They probably
make
it again,
yeah,
right?
All four can make it.
You think... the Rockets have the number one seed by the time the All-Star break come?
Nah.
So, I mean, the Warriors going to have it.
Yeah.
I agree. And,
let me see. I'm trying to run through the teams. Timberwolves, Cat will make it.
Oh, LaMarcus is going to make it.
LaMarcus is... Yeah.
Unless Kawhi comes
back
like
come
in
back
the
and
next
go,
week
go
or two.
Insane.
And go
yeah.
Insane
LaMarcus Aldridge is going to make it.
Ugh.
Sad to say. Anthony Towns. Who else? Boogie. Anthony Davis.
Oh,
yeah.
Boogie. Boogie. Me and my boy at work that's in our fantasy league.
Yeah.
We lament. I seen Boogie name. I should have left. He is a monster.
Who you take instead of Boogie?
Either Wall or LeBron.
If you took Wall, I feel bad.
It was one of those two. Because I had like the back in there.
Yeah. Yeah,
he was like projected 16. I was like, damn, he more productive than that. Then it go in my gut.
Numbers.
Jesus. And he hasn't missed a game.
He's putting them.
Davis numbers. Too. Like, I don't even.
I don't know how they even doing it together. and still losing. Because
they're the most versatile bigs we've ever. They run the break. They I've seen Boogie dribble between his legs, blew by a defender, and then laid it up.
And both of them 7 feet
tall. He popped a three out. Yeah, I should have included them on this because their stats are just. What they're combining for. And they're in the playoffs currently, I think.
Yeah, but they're like 500, which doesn't make any sense.
Which is insane, considering they have nothing. Nothing.
They got...
Don't. Wait. I don't even have nothing to say. They got, wait, don't they say got, nothing.
Who are they to?
Drew Holiday.
Drew Holiday's decent.
Etuan Moore.
Rajon Rondo.
There's one more. Oh yeah, Jermaine Nelson.
Jermaine Nelson, who was playing.
It's kind of an answer.
You picked him up.
Oh, I did.
He had one good game. I was like, I saw the waiver wire. Can't pick him up.
Back to track.
Who else? That's it. Tony Allen. Yeah, they ain't really got much. They don't really have much on.
He got his rep as a perimeter defender. Yeah, so I already knew.
Yeah, I guess that did. Yeah, I guess it does make sense. They're 500. Yeah. They're basically carrying that team on their back.
If they make it, if they make it to the playoffs, damn, that's the thing. You know how much it's going to take to get them to the playoffs just to look.
They have to play all 82 games.
Hey, Boogie a free agent. You think he stays?
Depends.
He's so productive, but...
Depends on what's out there for him.
Yeah.
I can see him and a LeBron pairing.
The league better stop that.
I can see, they might pull a Chris Paul veto that
one.
But they free agents. They can sign whatever they want to sign.
Right. Jesus. That'd be insane.
That would be insane. But so supposedly people are saying the Cavs should just trade for him now.
But they need to use that Nets pick. You can't do that. Because you don't know if LeBron's staying. That's one way I feel... But I'm not that big on rookie in particular. The Cavs probably, they're going to suck.
Yeah.
Once LeBron leaves, they're going to suck again. That's just what I think, knowing their history.
Yeah.
It's not like the Lakers got the first pick.
Exactly.
Their history, you think they could rebound, but. Yeah, you go all in?
Yeah, it depends. They might not. If LeBron leaves, think about if they resign IT. You still got IT and Kevin Love. You still be a playoff team.
But they won't have to pick.
You know what I'm saying? If they go through the season.
Oh, right? And they would have the
and
pick.
And LeBron just leaves, they have the pick.
They could get IT back.
Yeah.
Because he just need that max. He want that max bad.
Yeah. Get IT back, have Kevin Love. That's still a playoff team in the East.
But would he use that pick, that Nets pick?
To trade? I'd say
fuck our future. Yeah, man. I just go all in.
So the only bad thing about it is that this is Boogie's free agent year also.
And it'd be the dumbest of shit. But if you win a ring...
I know, but
it's
like
for the chip.
You can't resign. You can't resign all of them. You have to resign LeBron, Boogie, and IT. All three looking for maxes, basically. Because this could be basically LeBron's last max contract if he takes it.
IT can,
yeah.
Let IT walk.
That's true. He used to it anyway.
Damn, that is an insane luxury.
And Kevin Love already getting paid. Tristan Thompson getting paid. J.R. Smith getting paid. They already.
Tristan would be gone in that deal.
Oh, they have to trade him. Let go of that shit in a heartbeat.
Damn, people. They do.
I guess they get Boogie though.
If they get Boogie,
that would be insane.
I really gotta do it. I gotta really look at that. That Cavs versus the Warriors. Fine. If they get Boogie.
That'd be
a monster.
That'd be one of the
man.
Greatest finals ever. Because Boogie would just dominate in the paint.
I know Draymond.
And Boogie versus Draymond.
Oh my God.
The chatter back and forth would be legendary.
They keep Love, IT, LeBron. Well, I mean, not.
Yeah, that star line would be insane.
Is there any. I saw like ESPN for like DeAndre, including the Nets pick. I'm like, hell no.
Yeah, Cavs don't want DeAndre Jordan.
Hell no.
What they gonna do with him?
Nobody else available or remotely available.
Yeah, what they gonna do with him? Ain't no need for that. LeBron no better. LeBron.
You think LeBron leaves next year?
Depends.
I don't see where he'd go.
Yeah, that's what
I'm
saying.
I remember the LA rumors, but you want to go just hang out with the kids?
With Lonzo?
You see his disinterest in that. Well, he goes to the tower. You and Paul George are going to hang out with the kids and do what?
Where you going to go? I saw an article today talking about some 76ers are really pursuing him. For what?
I ain't going. If LeBron joined Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid.
They still have like no playoff experience. They're young still. They're not really
yet.
That's true.
It'd be more talent. But.
I mean, actually, Philly would be a good market
for him
to go to.
That makes more sense than LA. They got a lot of cap space.
Philly has cap space. They got J.J. Redick. This is his last season under that deal. You got Embiid, who you just extended.
Ooh, yeah.
And you got Ben Simmons, who's still on his rookie deal, basically.
Yeah, going out, you want to avoid the Warriors as long as possible. Going out west to go lose before you even make the don't make no sense.
You got
to
face them four times a year.
And then you got the Rockets to worry about.
Yeah, it's too much. The Rockets, and then on any given night, Dame Lillard and can go off. Like, it's too much.
The West in general
is too stacked. You got the Timberwolves to be dealing with. That's like a nightly hassle. Shit. You don't want them issues. OKC.
Yeah.
You don't want to deal with those people every night. You want to have your off nights where you play, you know, Miami, you know.
Yeah, when the Bulls on the schedule.
Where you want to see the Bulls, like, you know, the Nets. You're like,
yeah,
okay,
you
want to
be out. Yeah, you having your bottles of wine. You look at the Bulls. You're like, yeah, we can stay out a little longer.
We can stay out another hour. That's cool. Yeah.
Pop another one. Yeah. Word. You need those nights.
Yeah, you won't have none of those in the West.
Looking down, you see Kawhi up next.
In the West, all you have is, like, Dallas, really, where you're like, oh, yeah. Yeah. This is light work. Outside of that, everything else could be.
That's so true.
You could lose if you don't come prepared.
Because even Devin Booker, he light your ass.
Light up. Up.
Shit.
Yep.
Yeah. Damn, he definitely stay out east.
Who you got rookie of the year?
Oh, Simmons.
Yeah, that's light work.
He should come to New York. God, if only we're a better run.
Yeah. James Dolan ain't going to never sell this team.
Yeah, he just sang about him in like a song he had.
I hate him.
I do too. You suck.
You suck.
You got so many people telling you suck for so long. Everybody wrong. You don't even like think like what?
What am I doing wrong?
No,
you suck just, as an owner. You suck as a musician. His band is trash.
God,
I hate when they show his videos of him performing.
Jeez.
This is a dumbass player. Dumbass question. What the hell is COY?
Oh, Coach of the Year.
Oh, you see, I don't even think about those.
That's okay. That's Brad. I got Brad.
Brad Stevens.
I just usually go with the person with the top.
Yeah. It's going to be Brad Stevens. And then second.
Wait, save MVP.
Second would be D'Antoni.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. I didn't know defensive player today. I'm not going to lie. I just looked at the steals and the blocks. Because all the people, the regular faces I'd go to. Draymond, he's still good, but he's not really giving
the
it
numbers,
his own.
Yeah.
Gobert's been out. Kawhi has been out.
Oh, yeah.
Draymond's not trying like we said.
I don't even know.
Leading the league in steals, but he ain't.
Yeah.
Al Horford, important to the Celtics, but.
Yeah. I don't really know.
Yeah, we'll skip that. I don't even know.
MVP, who you got right now?
It was between two, but I had to go with Harden slightly over LeBron.
I'm going to go with Harden just because.
But he coming.
The adversity he had to deal with, too. They lost Chris Paul. He was just fucking beasting.
Everybody on watch. But though. LeBron, he coming, man. He coming.
Yeah.
Let me look at these numbers again. I didn't, like, tell you anything. A 28-8-8 and a block and a steal on 58-42-76 versus a 32-5-10. Jesus Christ. Half a block and 1.5 steals on 46-41-8. Jesus Christ.
LeBron's numbers sound better on paper. Because you're getting 28-8-8, a block and a steal.
Oh, yeah.
58 from the field. Damn near they shooting the same from the three-point line. LeBron's actually shooting better than him from the three-point line right now.
You're right. Jesus Christ. Damn, that's tough. I just got,
Because you're getting what? With LeBron, you're getting more rebounds, one less assist. You're getting more blocks.
Yeah, individual player would have to, but records matter.
You have to look at it outside.
Got to look at the records. They're the best in the West, in a West that has those Warriors.
The West is like three times better than the East.
Mm-hmm. Damn, no. Yeah, man, he's our quarter season MVP.
Yeah.
He coming, Harden's revenge. But LeBron, man.
Yeah.
I remember when he had that Snapchat video. I think it was the day they had their Warriors celebration, their parade. He was like bald, I think singing along to T-Grizzly. Remember?
Yeah.
We texted each other like, damn, we done finally made him snap.
Yeah. Boy was bald.
It's showing now.
Cut it all off.
It's showing now.
I thought he was going to do it for the season.
Shit.
He ain't that brave yet. I give him 2 more years before he take it all the way off.
What do we think? A month? Half? Yeah, so like we check back in like All-Star break.
Yeah, we'll do another recap for All-Star break.
Get some notes again.
Mid-season. Get some notes.
Inform and detail.
I contribute this time. Still came in with the notes.
Yeah, man.
That's insane.
Yeah, everything shifted abruptly. But, yeah.
Yeah, it's been a good quarter season recap of the NBA season. You know, if y'all appreciate this, make sure y'all share, like, support, subscribe the podcast, do all that good stuff.
We've got a couple more videos up on the YouTube.
Oh, yeah, check the YouTube page. Check the YouTube page.
I added like 5 or 6 the other day. I'm just waiting as they get them.
Good, we got 6 more videos. We're trying to put more content out. So not just the IG page, but on the YouTube page as well. So you can interact with us in, you know, a variety of ways. So make sure you check the YouTube page, check the IG page, hit us up on Twitter, Coolin' Out Gmail account. All that good stuff.
Yeah, we just went on this thing called Anchor. Check that out.
Oh, yeah, Anchor. Damn, look at that. We on so many things now.
Yeah.
We trying to get our voices out there to the masses. Mm-hmm. So y'all help us by supporting and sharing and liking and all that other good stuff. That's all we got. That's all we got?
Yeah.
That's all we got. It's been a good episode. Informed
NBA information.
Word. Now y'all can take some information and go tell your friends about
it.
You know LeBron shooting. You know how niggas take information and run with it.
Like this.
But nah, man. Till next time, this is Coolin' Out.
Stay cool.
You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We coolin' out. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We coolin' out.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.